Ay bobo, ay bobo, ay bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. January 2nd is a significantly important day. Actually, the first week of January is very significant, specifically in Haitian culture, definitely in Haitian voodoo culture. So for one, January 2nd in Haiti is widely known as Ancestor Day, or Jours Ancêtres as we know it, which is actually right on the heels of January 1st. And we all know January 1st, 1804 is the Haitian Independence Day. For us at Agua Cerrito, January 2nd is also the founding date of this podcast show, marking this podcast to be officially 1 year old. I cannot believe we have already arrived at the 1 year mark. You know, I remember several years ago when I got the call, when I called what we call the appel, when I got the call from the Lois that they wanted me to create a podcast show. I'll never forget that day when I got that message, because I was very surprised. I was like, you want me to do what? You want me to do who? I was very surprised, because you got to understand, at that particular time, listeners, I was very much in what I call the spiritual closet. So I was very much in the spiritual closet about my faith. I rarely talked about my spirituality, my faith tradition, to anyone outside of my family. And so when I got the call from the Lois that they wanted me to create the show, I was very shocked. And even though I was born and raised in this specific faith, and I've been a practitioner myself for over 20 plus years of my adult life, I still felt like I had imposter syndrome. I was like, oh my goodness, me create a podcast show? I have so much to learn. I'm not ready. And I sat on it. I remember when I first got the message that they wanted me to create a show, I kind of sat on that information and was like, let me do this. Well, I'll do it when I do this. I kind of was making excuse after excuse. And years passed by. But you know the laws. When they call you and they have a mission that is designed for you, the laws know how to put on the pressure. And so they kept pressuring me. And they not only told me to create the show, they took it a step further and they even gave me a name for the podcast show. So when I embarked on starting the show, it was actually around the same time I had just started my academic journey, not only learning more about Haitian Vodou, but also about other Afro-diasporic religions from an academic perspective, from a religious studies perspective. And I remember my first couple of episodes, I was absolutely terrified. Like I stumbled, I fumbled, and I made mistake after mistake, and I would make mistakes, I would fix the mistakes I would make, and I would make other mistakes. But I continued to press on. I locked in with the guidance of my executive producers. If you've been listening to the show, you know my executive producers are the 21 Nacion, the Laws. They definitely co-create every single episode with me. They've been with me with every episode. And here we are 1 year later and 43 episodes later. Ay bobo. And then one day, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, before the anniversary, we woke up one morning and found out we actually won 3 Spotify awards. So Aguacerito has won the 2025 Marathon Show Award. Aguacerito has won the 2025 Hit Instant Show Award, as well as the 2025 Most Shared Show Award. So apparently, we won, and I'll break down each of these awards and like what they mean. So the 2025 Marathon Show Award was given to us because fans listened to the Aguacerito show longer than 80% of all other podcast shows on Spotify. Ay bobo to that. We won the 2025 Hit Instant Show Award, which was awarded because our debut season was more popular than 92% of all other new shows on Spotify. So ay bobo to that. And then we also won what's called the 2025 Most Shared Show Award. And this was awarded because Aguacerito Show received more shares than 91% of all other shows on the Spotify network. Ay bobo, awoshanago, bilolo. So I honor this first anniversary. I dedicate this first anniversary of the podcast show to the Laws. I dedicate this first anniversary and these honors to our digital Laku. You know, this first anniversary, I want to thank all the Laws. Those I know, those I don't know, those I've said, those I haven't said on the show, who believed in me more than I actually believed in myself and my abilities to put a show like this together. Ay bobo to the Lois and to the ancestors of L'Afrique Guinée. Ay bobo to the ancestors of Kiskeya, Haiti. This first anniversary, I also dedicated to you, our listeners, and our digital Laku, representing 28 countries in 6 of the 7 continents worldwide. I'm going to repeat that again. We have listeners in our digital Laku in 28 countries in 6 of the 7 continents on the planet. And I want to do a quick country roll call and a shout out. So in Africa, Aibobo, we have listeners in South Africa and in Benin. Aibobo to that. In the Americas, Aibobo to our listeners in the United States, in Canada, in Jamaica, in Haiti, in Dominican Republic, in Puerto Rico, in Brazil, in Suriname, in Argentina. In Europe, Aibobo to all of our listeners in Ireland, United Kingdom, France, Netherlands, Poland, Luxembourg, Spain, Germany, Sweden, Russia, Lithuania, and the Czech Republic. Ay bobo in Asia to our listeners in India, in Japan, and in Bangladesh. And in Oceania, ay bobo to all of our listeners in Australia. We have listeners in literally hundreds of cities across these 28 countries around the world. In the first season of the podcaster, I remember when we finished our first season, we were able to do a roll call of all of the cities where our listeners are located in. But 1 year later, there are actually far too many cities to name. We have two. We would actually end up doing an entire episode just shouting out the cities that are represented, that are listeners to the show. And so thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you for being part of our digital Laku. Thank you for your kind words of encouragement, your ideas, and your suggestions. I've had a chance to meet some of you in person. And every time I've been able to connect with listeners to the show, it means so much. It really means so much. This is a scary project that I've continued to work on. But I feel we've come a long way. But yet and still, we have a long way to go. We still have a long road, a long journey ahead, a lot of information that needs to be shared to continue to press forward with our mission to demystify, deconstruct, and decolonize Haitian voodoo. Aibobo to the laws, Aibobo to the ancestors, Aibobo to every voodoo laku, every voodoo habitation, every voodoo societe. Aibobo to all of our listeners. We thank you for tuning in. Thanks for the follow. And thank you for sharing the show. Aibobo, Aibobo, Aibobo. In our season one finale, I shared a collective visualization of what Haitian voodoo could look like and feel like in the future. I called it Haitian Voodoo 2.0, channeling the fiery, strategic, and revolutionary Oguloas, the Nago Nation, channeling the spirit of the Maroon leader François Macandal, channeling in the spirits of the Peto Nation into the space to help us reimagine a vision for Haitian voodoo of the future. In honor of Aguacerito's first anniversary, I want to revisit this vision and continue to look towards a time in the future where voodoo and Haiti is completely liberated. Continue to look towards a time in the future where the Haitian people move beyond a place of surviving to truly thriving. Continue to look towards a time in the future where voodoo and Haiti takes its rightful place on the world stage. I hope you enjoy. Aibobo, Awoshenago, Bilolo. My people, my kin, my brothers and sisters, my spirits who walk both behind me and before me. I come before you, not merely as one voice, but as an echo of generations, a call and response from the bones beneath our feet to the stars above our heads. I speak in the spirit of Macandal, the Maroon, the healer, the priest, the revolutionary whose fire has never gone out. I speak in the spirit of the Nago Nation. I speak in the spirit of the Peto Nation. I speak for the mothers and fathers who hide their altars in their closets. I speak for the children who feel spirits walk with them but have no name to call them. I speak for the sacred drums that still beat, even when muffled, even when outlawed, even when drowned out by the noise of empire. Let us begin with truth. Haitian voodoo is not a superstition. Haitian voodoo is not a curse. Haitian voodoo is not witchcraft. Haitian voodoo is not the devil's tongue. Haitian voodoo is not a darkness to be feared. Haitian voodoo is a science of spirit. Haitian voodoo is an archive of resistance. Haitian voodoo is a cosmology of balance, justice, healing, and liberation. It is only the spiritual tradition born directly out of the savagery and violence of slavery, and yet never submitted to the logic of the slave master. While others bent to survive, Vodou fought to remain whole. And so I say this with clarity. Haitian Vodou is the gold standard of human freedom, of human liberation in motion. But today, my people, we still walk in the shadows of colonial misnaming. Vodou still remains wrapped in lies. It remains in weaponized imagery, media caricatures, religious condemnations. Our Vodou temples are still raided. Our spiritual leaders are mocked and dismissed. Our sacred symbols are desecrated. But I say to you now, the tides are turning. The spirits are not silent. The drums call us into a new era, and we must respond. I'm going to call this vision Haitian Vodou 2.0. I envision a day in the not too distant future when Haitian Vodou is no longer demonized, when Haitian Vodou is no longer perpetuated in negativity, and when Haitian Vodou's practitioners, temples, and sacred artifacts are no longer persecuted or spiritually attacked. I envision a day when Haitian Vodou stands proudly among the world's greatest spiritual traditions, no longer cloaked in colonial misrepresentation or demonization. It is recognized not as witchcraft, but as a living ancestral science, a sophisticated cosmology, and a system of healing, justice, and liberation. In this not too distant future, Haitian Vodou stands unapologetically visible. I'm going to say that again. In the not too distant future, Haitian Vodou stands unapologetically visible, no longer on the margins, no longer whispers about in fear or shame or judgment. The children of Haiti walk into schools where the laws are studied beside the Olympians. They learn about Aiza with the same reverence the world gives to the Greek goddess Athena. They speak of Ogu's flames besides the tales of Prometheus. They learn how the spirits walk, not just through myth, but through real history, through political resistance, through soil, through dreams, through the rhythms of the earth. I envision a future where Haitian Vodou's power is permanently reclaimed and considered the gold standard of human liberation in action. I envision a day where Haitian Vodou is taught in schools all across Haiti and beyond, not necessarily for everyone to practice the faith, but for everyone to acknowledge and normalize its rightful position and influence in the quest for Haiti's fight for liberation by people worldwide. I envision a future where the divinities of Haitian Vodou have statues large and grand, all across Haiti and beyond. Statues as grand as Buddha and the Hindu god statues of the East. In this future, Vodou is not only a spiritual path, it is a cultural curriculum. Vodou is taught in universities, not as exotic folklore, but as philosophy, ecology, psychology, theology, medicine, history, and strategy. In this future, Haitian Vodou becomes a global case study in what it means to survive colonization and still speak in one's own voice. In this not too distant future, Vodou drums echo from Port-au-Prince to Paris, from Gonaïves to Ghana, from Cité Soleil to Canada. At international conferences, Wungans and Mumbles sit beside rabbis, imams, shamans, and bishops. And no one questions their legitimacy, for it has already been earned through fire and iron and liberation. Our sacred art, the veves, the drapos, the potomitas, are no longer hidden in back rooms. Our sacred arts are etched in public monuments. Our sacred art is projected on city walls in Tokyo. Our sacred arts are incorporated into healing centers in South Africa. Our sacred arts are studied in design schools in London. Public altars bloom in Times Square. In this future, Haitian Vodou becomes a model of ecological stewardship because the laws are not abstract divinities. They are the forces of the cosmos, of nature, and of the universe. Our divinities are forces of the land, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, and the storms. Our ceremonies become models for community land renewal, for food justice, and ritual-based environmentalism. Mumbos and Wungans are called in not only to heal bodies, but to consult on urban planning and reforestation. In this not too distant future, the colonial trifecta of racism, of capitalism, and of westernized modes of thinking are no longer defined as the only gold standard of what is considered sacred. We, the people of the spirits, redefine sacredness. But hear me, this vision is not naive. This not too distant future is not free. It requires something of us. It demands that we unlearn the fear that was beaten senselessly into our ancestors. It demands that we build temples not just with stone, but with intention. It demands that we protect our sacred knowledge, not by hiding it, but by fortifying it with clarity, with scholarship, with technology, and intergenerational teaching. It requires that we stop apologizing for being children of the spirits. It demands we stop performing Vodou only for tourists and start performing it for the healing of our own communities. It demands that we reclaim our herbs, we reclaim our languages, we reclaim our songs, and we reclaim our rights from the roots up. It requires that we recognize the divinity of our own mirror, that we could look into the faces of our own elders and say, "You are holy." It demands that we lift up the role of those that are queer, those that are disabled, those that are neurodivergent, and those that are gender fluid practitioners as essential, not marginal, for it has always been these bodies who carried the spirits when others turned away. It demands we organize. It demands we write books. It demands we fund schools. It demands we record oral histories. It demands that we train a new generation of spiritual leaders, not in hiding, but in the open. And above all, it requires that we remember. We must remember that Vodou has always been a technology of survival. But survival is not our only destiny. Our destiny is power. Our destiny is prophecy. Our destiny is liberation. I visualize this as a future for Haitian Vodou. I bobo to God, the architect of the universe, to activate this vision for Vodou. I bobo to the spirits who have walked with us and always walk with us, both known and unknown. I bobo to the ancestors of the past. I bobo to all of Haitian Vodou's children of the present. I bobo to all of Haitian Vodou's children and generations of the future. I bobo to the powerful future of Vodou. I bobo to a powerful, prosperous, and spiritually healthy land of Haiti. I bobo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, se, bo. That is it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Agua Cerito podcast show. Thank you for joining us on the Agua Cerito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits. And remember, the Agua Cerito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.